Okay, we'll go ahead and get started. It's 2:30. We're here with the county attorney's office and representatives from his staff for the 2015 fiscal year budget work session. Stephen, anybody want to start off with anything? Opening statement? How about that? Opening
statements. Well, I would keep it brief. We've already begun to make some changes in the office personnel-wise in terms of the structure of the office because of what I anticipate may be a change in some of the judicial, some of the judges in the area or that are sitting judges in the county, and that may have an effect on how our trials are conducted. And by that I mean I have reason to believe that the judges that may be retiring may be replaced with judges who have less inclination to allow matters to continue. And with the public defender, and I'm sure his attitudes haven't changed into the new year, I think that we're going to continue to face trials on short notice on very serious matters. Fortunately, in the last year, the only two serious trials that we did were the retrial of the Smith murder case, which was favorable, and then Cedar Rapids had a change of venue. So,
but we've done various misdemeanor trials.
Oh, well, we've done it. Numerous simple or serious misdemeanor and aggravated misdemeanor trials, but those trials are not long in duration. Those trials are usually a day or two, maybe three.
Well, I'm appreciative of the task of restructuring your office a little bit. I'm really gratified to see what you guys are going to do now with a little different structure, getting rid of the victim witness and
well, not getting rid of it, but
yeah, absolutely. Restructuring and having more attorneys on staff that they're going to fulfill a lot of their own duties, I think it's a great way to go. I commend you on moving that direction. Revenues. First of all, I think I'd start by saying great budget. This is the fourth time the three of us have been sitting here together with you. You've always come forward with outstanding budgets. This is another demonstration of that. The question I had on revenues is specifically with the court-ordered obligations, the fine recovery. And to this point, we've been growing that thing at about 50% a year in terms of the general fund side of things. It looks like we're not projecting that kind of growth the next year. On the other side, the portion that goes straight into the county attorney's fund has been almost doubling every year, and it looks like you're not projecting that. Are you feeling like we're close to the ceiling on this of what we can do in any given year?
With two fines recovery employees in that, you know, in that area, yeah, they're 100% busy 100% of the time, and I believe that they've probably met their, you know, plateau of what they're able to achieve in an eight-hour day.
Is it time to talk about growing that? And do we have the space? Maybe this is a space issue as much as anything.
Yeah, both.
what needs to come first? Do we have the discussion of growing it before we deal with the space side of things, or do we need to be focused in on space first and just say, hey, until we get the space issue handled, this is what it's going to be in Story County?
Well, I'll tell you right now, we have a front desk that we have to rotate victim witness court, interns in and out of to help answer the phone. So if the board did feel like they wanted to see what kind of growth we could accomplish with three fines recovery employees, then we could always seat that third person at that front desk.
Okay.
Instead of having interns answer the phone.
You know, I don't know how the two of you feel. For me, you know, government does not generally work this way where you can actually look at return on investment. This is one area that we've got where every time, Wayne, I want to commend you. It was the previous board that decided to grow this a little bit. Then this board came along and grew it a little more. And every time, the county has recouped more dollars, substantially more dollars, than we've put into it. It seems to me that if we've got another step we can take along those lines, I mean, this is the right thing happening. This money should be collected. And clearly, it's growing, as I understand it. what's owed to Story County or Story County's portion of what it can get is growing faster than what we're collecting. So it looks to me like we're trying to hold the ocean back with a spoon, and it's a conversation I'd like to have if you guys have any interest.
Well, and I could add a little bit of maybe knowledge to this. A lot of it has to do with finding those people, so they need the manpower and the time to go research it to see if we can locate where these individuals are, see where they're working. You know, so all of that is time intensive. And right now the girls are still trying to add new ones as they're constantly taking care of our current. So...
Go ahead, Mr. Clinton.
No, I was going to say, you know, if you go back to the original assessment when we went down this path, we tried to compare maybe a Black Hawk County as an example and the number of people that they had on staff. And at that time, Stephen's projection was that, you know, we were just starting to scratch the surface in looking at this. But getting back to your comment, you know, the space and the cost effectiveness of it, all indications would indicate that it would be, you know, pay for itself. And that was originally part of the initial go-ahead by the board that, you know, that we would see if indeed our projections were on target and they exceeded our earlier projections. And so I think we have to really kind of rely on the folks here at the table based on prior history and what they know that might still be outstanding out there and our ability to actually collect as to whether that's a step that we want to take in the future. But I do think it's worthy of additional evaluation in trying to decide, you know, if we indeed should be looking at a one additional or part-time or whatever, you know, to move forward.
Well, let me give you a little overview. I know you don't think about this every day, and so at the current time, as I indicated just a minute ago about the attorneys, you know, we are going to shift from three victim witness to one victim witness. We're going to alter the duties of that victim witness person appropriately. I think with the advent of EDMS and our pro-law system and how the attorneys are going to work with the attorneys in a slightly modified capacity. So I still have one attorney position open. We haven't filled. Now, the discussion did take place on the two attorney positions that I added previously as to whether or not I should add one attorney position and one fine recovery person. And again, my concerns, I think, had to fall with what I perceived to be the demands of the court and the fact that I don't get to call what happens in the community. I mean, in 2008, we had a horrendous year for serious crimes. Fortunately, it hasn't revisited that again, but I can never predict how these matters are going to play out. And so I do have an open position for an attorney. I wanted a very experienced criminal attorney. Now, I've been devoting a lot of time with Jessica this year working on a variety of a potpourri of civil matters that have come to fruition here. And there are also other things to keep in mind. I don't know how the discussion is proceeding with the City of Ames about the city assessor, but should that matter come to me, then that would change matters again, because Jessica, I don't think, could possibly assume all of that herself. And again, it would be a matter of how we divide our time. Some part of Jessica's time is devoted to fine recovery, because if we have to go to garnishments, if we have to proceed with meetings with people, I mean, I was just over there the other day, and we were working on a matter, and there was a little bit of a confrontation that occurred out front, and you had to stand outside and make sure that nothing got out of hand. But again, you know, those are fortunately, those things are few, and so I'm certainly open to it. But right at the moment, Jessica is devoted primarily to your business and the business of the other offices of the county, and with my help, and then I have been inserting myself in certain criminal matters in order to get them done where they've been a little tenuous. On some larger cases where other members of my staff were bunched up. So I'm looking. Jess, would you like to?
I feel confident that we can see an increase in fines recovery with an additional position. And to me, it looks like one part-time intern and one full-time position, we can count on about $150,000 out of that. I don't know if you guys agree, but I think we can see that continue. And that's really going to be a decision for the board as far as how much staff you want to invest in that. There is a lot of money outstanding still for Story County, and that keeps adding. So I don't have any concerns about that drying up at this point. There's still a lot of money out there to get. And I think we have a great system now, and I think it was a good idea for the board to wait to add staff until we figured out what is the maximum that we can achieve with the two part-time interns and the two staff that we have devoted to it. I feel confident that we've reached that level. I think about $321,000 is where we're going to be. And so it's just up to the board as far as how much you want to see that grow and when. Those are policy decisions. I agree with Stephen. I don't think we have any additional staff at this moment that we can add to that. The attorney position that we have open, we have had inquiries out about, and we're going to end up putting an ad out in the paper, but we need an experienced felony prosecutor. I'm very adamant about that, and I don't see any way that we could offer the level of service we need to offer and convert that.
Yeah, and if I could just weigh in, please don't misunderstand what I was talking. I was not asking for any transition of what's been approved. I think what you're looking at doing with your staff now, I think is completely appropriate. I think you need to go ahead and do that. I do believe that if you guys think that it is physically workable to add another position in fines recovery, a new position in fines recovery, and possibly an intern, if space allows and your supervisory structure allows for you to add that, I don't think we've reached the point of diminishing returns. I mean, eventually there's going to come a day that we're going to say we can add somebody else, but we're really not going to see that much more work product. I don't think we're there yet. I'm not convinced that we have the space to do it right now, and we may need to just say, you know what, for the next couple years, we're going to be happy at $325,000. We're going to let this staff just go ahead with it. And if we get to a point where we've got a better situation for our county attorney's office in terms of space and proximity to each other, then we're going to want to look at growing it. The second thing you mentioned, Stephen, that I want to throw out in front of this board, I don't think it's for the FY15 budget, but I think it's important that we talk about these things a year or 2 years ahead. We're going to see a need to grow our civil staff at some point. We just are. You know, we've got a great HR director. We're fortunate to have a great civil attorney representing us now. But the reality is the way things are working, we're going to have to look at growing that. And to me, that's above and beyond anything that we've already done with the county attorney's office. So we just need to keep those things in mind as we have the conversations. So turning to you guys, I would love to see some kind of workable proposal to grow fines recovery. If you start looking at it and you say, God, we're already on top of each other, it's not workable, it's actually going to create more problems, then let's just hold what we got for the next couple of years until we figure out the space thing. We're going to talk here in a few minutes in the budget about working on the space thing. But realistically, that's a couple of years down the road before we get something handled.
Let me remind you also of another conversation. And some of the surrounding counties do not actively engage in fine recovery. Now, this is to the consternation of the court. They've offered this. County attorneys are, surrounding counties are part-time, and they really have no, I don't know how to describe their motivation, but their boards of supervisors are not interested. I think they think it is not as financially viable as here. Now, there was a point in time, and I think one or maybe several of you were going to perhaps approach some of these counties around us to see if those supervisors would be interested in a 2080 agreement with us. Now, that would be another factor as well. I think that to me, again, when we, just to cite the law to you, if we recover the money for that county, then we get a share.
Right.
So being that we have a structure, it might be appealing to you. And I just wanted to remind you of that conversation.
I think it would be appealing to me, Stephen, when we're at the point that we don't have our staff working 100% of their time already on Story County issues. I don't see leaving a Story County one on the table to go help another county, regardless of what the payback is. Does now, I think if we grow this thing the right way, I think there comes a point that we can look at providing a 28E with surrounding counties.
Well, there's a dynamic. Let me point it out to you that I think it's important to know. A lot of the people who commit crimes in this county, they commit crimes in the counties right around us.
Sure.
That's why it's appealing.
So you're hitting one, it's one-stop shopping, more or less.
More or less.
Okay.
Once you, under the way the law is written, if you've got the same defendant in multiple counties, it's a much easier matter for us to recover on.
Well, that actually makes a lot of sense to me. It's something I hadn't considered. And
it was a great law. Whoever thought of it down there, I mean, it was one of the better things they've done, in my opinion, in recent times.
All right, back to the budget. I'm comfortable then at 350 and 75 on the two fines recovery items. I would like, as time allows, to take a look at that and see what we can do. That was all I had on the revenue side of things.
Can you hear anything else? Okay, that'll move us to expenditures on page 11.
Already to kind of mention fine recovery, and that was the only, and I didn't have a question. I was just looking at what was projected and proposed here and asked, were we comfortable with, you know, where we are there?
I'll go back. This is a really well done budget. Clearly a really sharp pencil. Teresa, you don't have any $800 chairs built in here, do you? Okay, just checking. I wanted to make sure that we didn't have any $800 chairs built in here. The one place that I do think we need to spend some time talking about, and that is in facilities we've approved, is it 82.5, Lisa? 82.2, $82,200 to study the possibility of doing some renovations in the Justice Center that would aid in courthouse security and would also address our space issues, our very real space issues that face us in the county attorney's office. That went in front of the group that looks at capital improvement projects and makes recommendations to this board for action. But one of the items that was talked about through that, Stephen, was the possibility of that items involving the county attorney's office and space issues being funded through this fines recovery money that's coming in. Two components of the fines recovery. There's the part that goes into the general fund all the way through, but then there's also the part that goes into the county attorney's special fund. What I'd like to do is come up with a way that we recognize that there's $82,200 in next year's budget. We're going to pay for it at some percentage out of the general fund, but I also believe that some percentage of that ought to come out of the account that's solely controlled by the county attorney, and work through that. I just want to know what thoughts, if any, you had on that.
Well, I'm more than happy to spend that money, and again, lawfully for the board. There's really two funds that Lisa has created. There's the forfeiture funds, and then there is now this fund per statute. And the forfeiture funds are designated, earmarked for me to use specifically for law enforcement purposes. I suppose we could stretch that into facilities, but this fund, I don't think we need to do that. This fund would clearly be at my discretion to use for a purpose like this, and I think it's appropriate.
Okay. You have a percentage that makes sense for us as we start to build this program.
There's 75,000 in there now? I could easily do
that. Right now, yeah. There's 75,000 today.
But we're talking about budgeting. Okay, go ahead.
Easily. 50,000, 50%. Well, I don't know. It doesn't matter to me.
Well, but it does matter to me, and I'm good in the 40-50% range coming out of that fund, and the rest of it coming out of the general fund, but from the dollars that come in from fines recovery. It looks to me like there's enough dollars there. If we wanted this first time call it 50%, we've asked Cal to go ahead and get to work on it and try to get as much of it done in this fiscal year as in FY14 as possible. Looks to me, Teresa, unless you got a lot of things sitting there, it looks to me like you're solid. You spent 15.1 out of there so far.
Yeah, I just I try to use that line item just to back us up on things so I don't have to come to the board and ask them for special things. So I think, 50% sounds reasonable to me. We would be happy to share in that cost if 50% sounds good to you guys.
It works for me. It makes the math come together pretty well on that. But that does lead me to, if we're going to go ahead and use 50%, $40,000 additional out of that fund this year, I don't believe then there's the $125,000 available to put in the budget for next year. What we're trying to do, as I understand it, is we're just trying to put this in the budget so that you don't have to come to the board for a budget amendment.
Right, right.
But it doesn't make sense to put any more in there than you have access to.
What's in there? Right. That's absolutely, not a problem.
So Lisa, I look at it and I say, okay, if we're going to take $40,000 out of that fund, then it makes sense to me to drop that to $85,000 instead of $125,000 because it's $40,000 less in that fund.
Absolutely.
And, Stephen, thank you very much for your willingness. We're going to work through this thing, and we're going to try to solve some of the issues you've got. It's amazing how well you do with your staff, having them spread out all over creation and working on top of each other. Let's see if we can get that handled here in the next couple of years, and this is the first step.
Well, it's going to require some attitudes, I think, perhaps to change in other places. I think it would make it work very well, really. I think the courthouse is the courthouse.
I agree.
Well, we're so appreciative of the board acknowledging the issues that we face and considering them. We really appreciate it very much.
All right, so we took that item down to $85,000. As much as I'd like to find places.
Okay, let's go back and make sure I get the right line item.
Yep, that's page 12, and it's the next to last line on the page.
Okay.
I'd love to find other places to cut here, Teresa, but you just do too good. Sometimes you need to throw something in there just so I feel like I was able to grab something.
Page 12. Oh, down here. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, check that.
The only question I've got, and this will go back to fines recovery, we talked to the sheriff Friday about his budget. And I get confused because they talk about trying to collect room and board. Is that part of what you guys are trying to do?
You?
Yeah, it's part of court class.
Okay. And I'm still really out apparently in the dark on that. I mean, he's looking at trying to collect, I think, when appropriate, beforehand. So
theoretically, Paul, it should reduce what's available for what's outstanding for us to collect. But again, I go back to, it's like holding the ocean back with a spoon. For every dollar he brings in, there's still going to be $2 that walks out the door,
right,
that we're going to be chasing for years. And so what do we have on the books right now? We've got to have more than $3 million on the books, $2 million on the books that are
Story County?
For Story County.
Oh no, it's many millions.
It's many millions. Okay.
I think he said it was $1 million just
in his.
$2 million. What he's owed.
Okay.
Just his office.
I think it's the order of nine.
Nine. Okay. Yeah. And so I appreciate the sheriff trying to collect as much up front. That's the best time to get it. You get it ahead of time.
Oh yeah.
But
yeah,
it's still going to continue to grow.
That's not going to have any effect on us. That's great. Anything he collects up front is great because the county has it. But we have so much to collect that
right.
Be an issue for us.
Backup to collect whatever they don't get. Right,
yep.
I think it looks good.
I mean,
you guys have done a great job, and
you guys ought to go into the lending business so I could get a personal loan.
Well, I have to thank our staff because our staff appreciates what we're trying to do, and they back me up on it, and I feel I'm spending my own money, so.
I wish more felt that way. That's a great job. Lisa, are we missing anything? Is there anything we should be talking about that we're not talking about?
Nope.
You feel good with where we're leaving this 82-2?
Yeah.
How we're
–
okay.
Yes.
All right.
Anything else from anybody?
All from
me. I just want to say the auditor's office greatly appreciates the attorney's office and your response to our many legal questions and needs, and the turnaround is always very timely, and you have great staff, Stephen.
Thank you, Lucy. What a nice thing to say.
Thank you. I'll tell you what, between Stephen and Jessica, we got to have a civil staff that rivals anybody.
I would certainly think so.
We apologize for all the work we're sending your way.
Oh, no.
Hey, that's our job. We love it.
No, we don't. No.
Invigorating.
We kind of wish that we didn't have any, but it's not the sign of the times.
Well, and I want to thank you for support that you've given me, too.
Okay.
Good. Thanks.
That's it.
Thank you.
Stephen, you got a second?